You have a friend by the name of David Farnsworth. Now, yes. He's invented some kind of software for a computer. What does that do?
Well, the software that he's invented, and this is now a second generation, is attached to or inserted into a small handheld computer, which is currently one of them is made by Sony, and there is another one that's being developed too. And it allows the user to begin to see the images that are surrounding him or her in the etheric field, or you can say into the next dimension or the next world. Some people call it the living energies, and in fact Dave is a very remarkable inventor, and he is going to be appearing at the United States Psychotronics Association in July, where we will be doing a ghost tour, and then subsequently he'll be doing a lecture about this and demonstrating it. It's just had patents filed on it, so there's a lot of proprietary information that we can't give out yet, but it is a developmental tool. It's the first of its kind that allows you to actually begin to see the images that are around you. Now, the spectrum analyzer work that he did with this doesn't normally permit anything but electromagnetic spectra to be seen. Mm-hmm. This allows the additional information that surrounds us, which, of course, people who are sensitive to it and people who are learning to be sensitive to it can begin to see or sense. This gives you a visual track on it, and when I was first experienced this, I was quite amazed because he was using a large antenna to put around people's bodies, and when it was put around mine, all kinds of images appeared on the screen, including, funnily enough, three kings with crowns on them. And that also was seen, apparently, in a number of other cases, including Dr. Gary Schwartz, who's one of our other people at the USPA this year, who's a kind of a VP at large for us at this time. So we will be doing a very exciting program, and actually at an electronic medicine conference in Louisville in May, we should also be showing this. It is not currently available for sale, but we are working on the concept, apparently, of providing this device and software in combination so that people can have it for themselves and can learn to do the same thing.
What are some of the images, Peter, that you can see? I mean, can you see images of entities, or can you see structures on the other side?
Well, actually, a little bit of both. It depends. For example, one image that came out very clearly was a chap who was probably a Spaniard of some kind with this fancy helmet on top. So it showed both artifact and face. And other events, when they were doing some ghost tour work down in St. Augustine in the earlier days of the work, they were able to capture images of structures like an old ship and, you know, some of the beings, as it were, that were floating around in their original costumes. They were down at the lighthouse, apparently, and they actually saw an image of a person who appeared on three different sizes on the screen. And Dave wondered who she was, and somebody said, "Well, that's." I'm going to say the name Ruth. I don't know if that's accurate.
Right.
I can't recall, but the name Ruth was given, and they said this lady was one of the founders of this particular place, and sure enough, there was a portrait of her in the next room on the wall. So that kind of thing is very exciting because you're getting a real-time view, which is somewhat different, of course, from doing standard psychic photography, which is, to a degree, hit and miss. Certainly you get some wonderful photographs in psychic photography, and there are other forms of technology that certainly do produce imagery. Some of this is seen in the work of the radionic camera, for example, which is a subject that is very close to my heart and also is something that we feature strongly at the United States Psychotronics Association, which, of course, needless to say, I'm pushing as a place where everybody can get together, and we have some great and wonderful people who come there. So, and you know some of them, George, because For instance, our keynote speaker this year is none other than Danion Brinkley.
Oh, a wonderful guy. Wonderful human being.
I was speaking to only earlier today or earlier yesterday, and he was chatting about you. He said he'd been on a number of times, and he really loved you. And I thought that was very nice because I don't know where everybody's been, but we've had a lot of folk on there. I mean, everything. Go back in time, people like Andrea Puharich, Marcel Vogel, you know, people like that, Bob Beck, Dr. Larry Darcy, who you, of course, are very familiar with.
Yes.
Cleve Baxter, Fred Allen Wolf, Chris Bird.
Larry's going to be on Wednesday, as a matter
of
fact.
Yes, so I was hearing. So the reason I bring this up is because we're a 501c3 organization, which means we're nonprofit, we're all volunteer. There's nobody with big salaries. In fact, there's nobody with salaries at all. It's all something we do out of the love of it. And that group of people have been around for, you know, over 33 years now. And there are some wonderful people on the board. I mean, there are people like Bob Butlick, who is the only founder actually still going and with the organization. And he's kept it alive and well for many, many years. But we have some folk on there who, you know, the board members alone are all very gifted people. And we try to put on something that introduces the public to a huge variety in the fields of the paranormal and the study of it scientifically, so that we're not just doing it from the soft side, but we're doing it from the point of view of how to analyze it, how to look at it, and it's an open forum, which you don't get very often in conferences anymore. So we have a tremendous wave of these folk. And the interesting thing, if we tie back into some of the stuff from your previous speaker this evening, you know, the USPA has taken a lot of hits over the years. We've been more than scrutinized, I'll put it that way, by the powers that be.
So true.
You know, it's just been one thing after another. It has eased up since the Internet. Because now the direction is not quite the same. But at one point, we were visited and scrutinized and paid attention to, and particularly during the time of the Cold War, for very obvious reasons. One of our board members was very well known, Eldon Byrd. He had formerly worked with Naval Intelligence. And, you know, he knew a great deal about what was going on between here and Russia and so forth. And, of course, a lot of the illusionary games that were being played on both sides. But in the middle of this, we would be looked at because our folk were presenting stuff that was right on the cutting edge, and they still do. And we have people like Tom Bearden, who, when he gets going, I mean, has, you know, remarkable capacity to sway the crowd, to get them to see some of the most advanced forms of thermodynamic thinking and to get them to look outside the box. And I think that has been the true characteristic of the United States Psychotronics Group, that they are capable of doing this more than most groups that I know.